My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Phil Gingrey, who represents the Peach State's 11th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. We want to get his thoughts on a couple of critical topics. Number one, the back and forth between House Speaker John Boehner and President Obama over the cost of the proposed regulations coming out of the Obama administration. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, Greg, glad to be with you.
Well, let's start on the regulation front, since that story has been developing over the past several days. Speaker Boehner wrote an open letter to the president saying that in the previous fiscal year, 191 new regulations costing at least $100 million were on the books. Now 219 are proposed. The president shot back by saying the number's not nearly that high and the cost isn't nearly that high. How do we determine who's telling the truth here?
Well, Greg, there's no question that, these burdensome rules and regulations, many of them coming out of the EPA, are job killers. We have outlined a plan. We in the House, the Republican majority through Majority Leader Eric Cantor, as we go back on the day after Labor Day next week, I guess a week from yesterday, we're going to, through the committee process, we're going to continue to go over these rules and regulations with a fine-tooth comb and find out what the cost is, cost-benefit analysis, and we're going to rein in all of these agencies and all of these rules and regulations, some of which have an economic impact of hundreds of millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, and our schedule will be to look very closely. In fact, Eric Cantor has outlined 10 such rules and regulations, and the first thing that we will address will be a bill introduced by Tim Scott of South Carolina in regard to the National Labor Relations Board ruling in regard to Boeing and essentially handcuffing that company from starting an assembly line plant in South Carolina, a right-to-work state. So that's just the beginning. All of these rollbacks will help our jobs program.
Give our listeners a taste of some of the other ideas in those first 10 regulations. You mentioned the National Labor Relations Board and its dealings with South Carolina and Boeing. What else, whether it's from the EPA or related to the president's health care plan? I know those are two areas that Republicans have been looking at closely, but of those other nine regulations, what are you looking at most carefully?
Well, Greg, there are a number of things, boiler mac, cement mac, fly ash or coal ash, the residual of the coal-fired power plants across the country, and what devastating effects if coal ash, as an example, was determined to be hazardous waste material, as the EPA has proposed. The state of West Virginia would be absolutely devastated because it's a high reliance on the coal industry. So again, it's at this time of our economic crisis, where 15 million or so people are out of work, some of them probably close to 50% of them, in fact, more than 6 months. Honestly, I want clean air, I want clean water, I want safe food, I want safe medications, and all of these things can and will be achieved. But this is not the time to be burdening the job creators with silly things like ergonomics ruling and net neutrality, which is nothing but a hammer looking for a nail. I think we would be the country would be best served if we didn't have a moratorium for a couple of years, and maybe even send the 17,000 people that are working for the EPA home on paid leave for a year or so till this economy gets back on track. And I'll say this too, Greg, as our group of 12, the super committee, looks to find an additional $1.5 trillion worth of cuts, I think the simplest thing for them to do would be to decide to eliminate and roll back Obamacare. It's a $2.7 trillion cost, and that's a very conservative estimate, and the American people don't want it. So the Obama administration needs to admit that they made a mistake on this, and we need we've already voted to repeal it in the House, and Harry Reid just simply got to bring it up in the Senate and let's roll back Obamacare.
You sit, as I mentioned before, on the Energy and Commerce Committee. To what extent do you believe these EPA regulations are the biggest concern? You mentioned what's happening in West Virginia. As you look at all these regulations, are most of the troublesome ones, in your opinion, coming from there?
I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, the EPA was created in 1970 under the Nixon administration, and there were a lot of different agencies and bureaus and departments involved in environmental protection, and I have no objection to bringing that all under one roof, so not unlike what we did with Homeland Security and 22 different agencies, including FEMA, brought under that single roof. But, I mean, they have a $20 billion budget. The original intent was to have the scientists that absolutely utilize good science in making these decisions. But I think more and more, Greg, in recent years, it's been political decisions. It's been highly politicized. And a lot of bureaucrats that probably know very little about pure science and making these decisions. So whether we rein in the Administrative Procedures Act or utilize the Congressional Review Act or introduce specific pieces of legislation like we have done through the committee process in the House, and as I say, there are 10 specific areas that we're going to address. At the same time, to give the job creators, the small businessmen and women, an opportunity to have 20% of their revenue free from taxation, and also to, as we've already passed in the House, patent reform, first to file, is hugely important to help some of these innovators to get their products into the market and hire people.
Georgia Republican Congressman Phil Gingrey represents his state's 11th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Please look for the second half of my interview with Congressman Gingrey at this same website, as we will be discussing the president's likely jobs agenda, how it compares to the Republican outlook on creating jobs, particularly in the private sector, and whether there is any real common ground between the two sides. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.